Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we're learning Siman Kuf Lamed Tes, Sifim Vav through Yud Aleph. We're going to talk about saying the brachos out loud. Baruch Hashem HaMevorech Leolam Voed. We're going to talk about one who's called up for an aliyah right after he said Birkas HaTorah, or right before he said Birkas HaTorah. And we'll finish up with the meaning of Asher Nosan Lanu Torah SMS and also holding on to the Sefer Torah while we make the brachos. So says the Mechaber in Sivav, Omer Baruchu Vehabrachos Bekol Ram. You say both Baruchu and the brachos out loud. Vehaomram Belachash Toeh. If you say them quietly, you're mistaken. V'yashomim Shutzarech Lachzu V'levarech Bekol Ram. There is an opinion that you even have to repeat them out loud. Hagot, the Rama says, Kadei Shiyishmu Ha'om V'yanu Baruch Hashem HaMevorech Le'olam Voed. Why do you have to say it out loud? So that way everybody can hear and they will be able to respond, Baruch Hashem HaMevorech Le'olam Voed. So what if you forget to say Baruchu? In footnote 23, Reb Chaim Kanievsky is quoted as saying that if you remember after saying Baruch Atah Hashem before continuing the rest of the bracha, so you should finish Lamdeni Chukecha, and then you go back to Baruchu. The Shud Rav Pa'olim or Achaim Chilik Dalat Simen Ches says that if you remember after the bracha, then you do not return to Baruchu. We know that we bow during Baruchu as well. What's the source for this? The Bi'ar Halacha in Kuf Yud Gimel says that it's Minig Yisrael, and Minig Yisrael Torah Hi to bow during Baruchu. Why is it that both Baruchu and the brachos have to be said out loud? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Chav Gimel. Hatam Kemil Shemisayim Harama. The Rama explains because you want to say Baruch Hu out loud so that the rest of the Tzibur can respond Baruch Hashem HaMevorech Le'olam Voed. Ve'af HaBrachos, you also have to say the Brachos out loud Kedei Sheyuchlu Kol HaTzibur Lanus Amin. That way the rest of the Tzibur can say Amin as well. Why is it that one who says Baruch Hu quietly is mistaken? So says the Mishnah Berurah in Chav Dalid. Dilemi Omer Baruch Hu Kesho Omer Balachash. Who's he prompting? Who's he saying Baruch Hu, bless Hashem? If he's saying it quietly, he's not saying it to anybody. Uvalachash, what's considered silent? Nikra Kol Deles Asara Detzaise. Wherever you would have less than 10 people, fewer than 10 people who are able to pay attention, who are able to hear that bracha, who hear that Baruch Hu, that would be considered quiet. Kedin Davar Shebekdusha De'inu Bepachos Me'asar. Just like any Davar Shebekdusha, which for which you need 10 people. Vayin B'magin Avram Du Adin B'kadesh Yashli Zar Shalolo Omer Balachash Me'ayta. The Magen Avraham says, likewise, when it comes to Kaddish, don't say it silently, don't say it quietly, say it out loud. It's Davar Shebekdusha, say it so that 10 people can hear and respond. Now, to what else does this halacha apply? So we said Kaddish, and for what else do you have to repeat according to the Yashom? The Yashom say that if you said it quietly, you have to repeat. So for what else does that apply? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Chaf Hei, Shish Mu'am V'yanu Medivrei Arama Mashma Desfir Lei Dahai Yash Omim Lo Kai Rak Al Baruchu. From the Rama, it seems that this opinion applies only to Baruchu. Avol Bebrachos Eino Ma'akev B'diyevin Berich Balachash. When it comes to the Brachos, so B'diyevin, if you said them quietly, that wouldn't be a problem. Va'in B'bir Alach Mashu Kusavti B'zeh. So the Bi'ar Halacha expands on that. Avol Chatchila Bevaday Mitzvah La'Omer Mekoram V'Chenuz Kla'el. However, certainly the Chatchila, the Brachos should be said out loud. The Rama finishes off in Se'if Vav Ve'im Lo Shamur Hatzibur Es HaMevarich. So if the congregation does not hear the person saying the Brachos, Afa Pish Shamu HaChazen One, even if they do hear the Baal Kore responding to the Mevarich, Lo Ya'anu Imo, they should not respond together with the Baal Kore, Elo Onin Amin Al Divrei HaChazen. Rather, they should say Amin to that which they hear from the Chazen. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chavav, Es HaMevarich, Hainu Kesho Amar Baruchu. We're talking about when he says Baruchu. Chav Zayin, Alfa Pish Shamu HaChazen V'chulei, Ayin the Elvis Simin Nun Zayin Sivkot and Beis, B'Mishnah Berurah Be'er Halacha, Masher Kasavnu Sham. If you take a look at footnote 26, so the Dershu fills in the gaps over here, what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Simin Nun Zayin, Shekasav HaMishnah Berurah Sham, Sheim Shama Es HaTzibor, O Min Baruch HaShem HaMevorach. If you hear the rest of the congregation saying Baruch HaShem HaMevorach, Ya'ane Imohim, you answer together with them. Vosev Be'er Halacha Sham, Shezeh Davka Im Tisha Anoshim Lefachol Shamu Baruchu Men HaMevarich Atzmo. That's only if 9 people heard Baruch Hu from the Mevarich, so it's a real Davar Shebekdusha. Avalam lo shamu tisha anashim Baruch Hu min ha-Mevarich. If you have even fewer than 9 people who heard the Baruch Hu, elosh al yedei yechidim nishma hakol ha-achim v'anu gam heim, but a few people heard it, so they responded. So then aser liyachin ha-shomam la-anos imahim. So then you would not respond together with the other people. Shagam him anu shalo kedin me'achar shalo shamu tisha me'am Mevarich Atzmo, because they shouldn't have even responded themselves because 9 people didn't hear it. continues the Mechaber in Se'iv Zayin. Achar sha'anu ha'am baruch Hashem ha'mevorech le'olam voed. Chozer u'mevarich ha'mevarich va'omer baruch Hashem ha'mevorech le'olam voed. After the congregation responds with baruch Hashem ha'mevorech, so then the person making the brachos also says baruch Hashem ha'mevorech. Kedei lichlol ha'mevarich atzmo b'chlal ha'mevarichim. So that way he includes himself among the people who are saying the bracha of baruch Hashem ha'mevorech. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Chav Ches, Chozer Mevarech V'chulei, Ayin Le'el Sham, B'Sivka and Dalid, Mashar Kasav Tisham. So in footnote 27, the Dershu fills this in. Sham Kasav She'in Olim Mevarech La'anos Amen, Achar She'anu HaTzibur Baruch Hashem HaMevorach. The Mevarech does not say Amen to the Tzibur's Baruch Hashem HaMevorach. Rather, he says Baruch Hashem HaMevorach himself. So if the after the Shliach Tzibur says Baruch Hashem HaMevorach, does everybody else say Amin to that? So Kasav Sham Shiach Deos Bizeh is a Machlokas Aposkim V'Primogadim Echriyash Rishus Biyadim La'anos Amin. So Primogadim says you can. V'Siyamay Mishnah Biro Sham Shem Yikomakom Im Omid B'Makom Sh'Asar L'Hafsik Lo Ya'ane Amin Zeh. If you're in a place where you would not interrupt, like in the middle of Berachos Kriyas Shema, so then you don't say that Amin. That's why we don't say Amin to Baruch Hashem HaMevorach of the Shliach Tzibur at the beginning of Berachos Kriyas Shema. Continues the Mechaber in Se'if Ches. Afilu Berach Berkas HaTorah La'atzmo, V'tekef Kra'uhu Likros BaTorah. So what happens if you have a person who makes Berkas HaTorah for himself, the morning Berkas HaTorah, he makes for himself, and then immediately they call him up for an aliyah. So tzarech lachzor ulevarech asher b'achar banu kishakari b'torah. Nonetheless, he has to repeat the bracha of asher b'achar banu before reading the Torah, d'mishum kavod atorah nitkenah kishakari b'tzibur, because the bracha of asher b'achar banu was established for the kavod atorah when it's read in a public setting. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Chav Tes. V'teikef k'ruhu v'chulei. What's the case? Haynu shelo amar shum pasuk achar kach. He didn't say any other pasuk. So, nonetheless, he still has to repeat the bracha. Lamid, mishum kavarator v'chulei, rotza lomar. V'lo hava bracha zo bracha yeserta. Don't tell me that this asher b'achar banu the second time around is an extra bracha. He just said it, and he didn't say any psukim in between. You still have to do it because the bracha was established for kavurat zibur. Mikol makom kedesh lo ya bracha rishon bechti. However, to make sure that the first asher b'achar banu that you said for your own personal birkas haTorah was not in vain, kosav aprichadash v'chein sharei achronim de yira likro al kolpanim pasuk echad kigon yivarechecha derech hiluchol sefer Torah. The achronim write you should try to say one pasuk like yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha on your way to the sefer Torah. That way, your personal birkas haTorah takes effect on that pasuk, and then you say another birkas haTorah, another asher b'achar banu for the kriya b'tzibur. Continues the Mechaber in Se'if Tes. Im kra'uhu likros b'Torah, konem sh'yavarich birkas haTorah li'atzmo. What happens if you've yet to say birkas haTorah at all, and they call you up for an aliyah? So then you're going to say asher b'achar banu for the aliyah. So then kvar niftar milavarich birkas asher b'achar banu. So then you're exempt from saying asher b'achar banu again. The one that you made on the kriyas haTorah counts for yourself as well. D'lo gara mimisha niftar b'aver rabba. It's no worse than somebody who uses aver rabba as his birkas haTorah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Aleph, the Yotza b'masha berach ala Torah b'rachazo. You say asher b'achar banu on kriyas haTorah, that exempts you from having to say it for your own personal learning. Lamed Beis, v'lo gara mimisha niftar v'chulei, v'chamavor le'el b'simin mem zayin, tziv zayin, that if you say aver rabba, that can count for your personal birkas haTorah. V'chasu ha'achronim, d'mikomakom l'odami legami l'niftar b'aver rabba. It's not exactly the same as aver rabba. Why not? What are the differences? D'ahasam yotza b'zeh gam birkas asher k'dushan b'mitzvosu v'tzivanu l'asok v'gam ha'arevna. When you use aver rabba as the birkas haTorah, it covers all of the birkas haTorah, including the bracha of l'asok b'divrei Torah and ha'arevna. Masha'in kein hacha, if you get called up for the aliyah, you only say asher b'achar banu, so then lo niftar rak mibirkas asher b'achar banu levat. So then it covers only asher b'achar banu. Aval idach tzarech lahashlim. You would have to fill in the rest. You'd have to say lasok and ha'arevna. V'yomer achar kach birkas kohanim shereginu lomar tamid. After you would say those brachos, then you would say the psukim of birkas kohanim just like you always would. So ideally, Lechatchila, when should one say the other Birkos HaTorah if he's called up to for an aliyah and he's yet to say the brachos? Prima Gadim in Mem Zayin says you should try to say all of the brachos before you go up for the aliyah, so that way you maintain the proper order of the brachos. The order of the brachos is generally Laso, Karevna, and then Asher B'Charbanu. You don't want to switch up the order to do Asher B'Charbanu and then the other two. So the Prima Gadim says try to get in all of the brachos before the aliyah. And also there's another reason the Prima Gadim says in the Hakdama to Simin Kuf Lamed Hey, which is that you want to have the bracha of Asher Kedeshanu B'Mitzvos of Etzivanu Lasok B'Divrei Torah. You want to have that cover the Kriya Satorah as well, because that's also a mitzvah. So you want to have that cover the Kriya, so therefore you should add that bracha before you go up for your aliyah if possible.
Do you find an answer to that question about what you're doing the brachos HaTorah for?
I still have to look into that one. Yeah, huh? I still have to look into that. Yeah,
no, I thought you're learning it now.
Yeah. No, well, we're chazing the halachos now from Shavuos night. Okay, so Shulchan Aruch Seif Yud. Bracha achrona asher nosam lanu Torah semes zot Torah shebichsav v'chai olam not habesochenu hu Torah shebal peh. The bracha that you say after Kriyas HaTorah, where you say asher nosam lanu, so we refer to the two different forms of Torah. Asher nosam lanu Torah semes refers to Torah shebichsav, chai olam not habesochenu refers to Torah shebal peh. So what exactly, how exactly do we say this bracha? Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Gimel, u'minogenu lomar v'chai olam. We have a vav that connects the two halves of the bracha, v'chaye olam. And why do we use the language of nata b'sochenu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted within us? Says the Mishnah Berurah, lamedalid al shema kosuv, divrei chachamim kador vonos, uchamas meros nitu'im. Pasukin Koheles in Perek Yud Beis, which says that the words of Tamidei Chachamim are like planted nails, uchamas meros nitu'im. So we refer to Torah as something that's planted. And that's why we use the language of nata bisochenu. Last halacha in Simen Kuf Lamed Tes, Seif Yod Aleph, Hakori Batorah Tzarech Leechos B'Sefer Torah B'Shas HaBracha. One who is getting an aliyah of reading from the Torah, he should hold on to the Sefer Torah while he says the bracha. The Rama adds, V'samchu minag zeh amash nemar b'Yoshua lo yamush Sefer HaTorah hazam mipicha chazak ve'emotz. The allusion to this minog is that which we find in Yoshua, that the Sefer Torah shouldn't leave us, and chazak ve'emotz. We hold on to it with very strongly. That's why we say to whoever finishes the Torah, we say chazak, because of this pasuk of chazak ve'emotz. So what exactly do you hold on to? Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Hey, Hainu diechos be'amudei Sefer Torah. You hold on to the sides, the poles of the Sefer Torah. Do you have to hold on to that with something else, like with a kerchief or something like that? So in footnote 30, Mishneh Berurah Kuf Mem Zayin Sif Beis and the Shair Atzion and the Chazon Ish, they all agree that fundamentally one does not need to hold on to the Atzi Chaim with anything else. The Mishneh Berurah says that there are those who are machmir. However, if the minog in your location is not to do so, then you have to be very careful to do it in a more private way, because otherwise it could be perceived as yuara. So the regular practice is that you do not have to hold on to it with anything else. Okay. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Vayin bebach v'taz sheheskimu debeis hakriya tzarech gam kein leechos b'sefer Torah. The Bach and the Taz say that you should also hold on to it during the reading itself. Yesh noagin leechos oz b'yirios atzman al yedei mapa. There are those who actually hold on to the cloth with, obviously, with something else in between. With a kerchief, I am b'mangan Avraham. Achar akriya minog l'nashik ha-sefer Torah. After you finish, the minog is to kiss the Sefer Torah. What exactly do you kiss? So the Shari Ephraim Chelik Dad Simon Chav Beis quoted in footnote 31 says that it's not that you have to kiss the writing. It's that after the bracha, before you leave, so then you would kiss the Sefer, but not that you actually have to kiss the writing of it. And continues ends off the Mishnah Berurah over here. Uchishin is damin lo rok, if you have to get rid of some saliva, so yarok, ach minat sad, velo kineged ha-sefer Torah da'asar k'mavor b'yardeya simin reish ayin. So if you have to, emit some saliva, so you should do it to the side, not opposite the Sefer Torah. V'achar kach yinashik, and only afterwards should you kiss. Velo yinashik v'achar kach yarok. You shouldn't have the saliva within you when you're being minashik. Lamidvav sefer ha-Torah hazeh. So, lo yamush Sefer HaTorah HaZeh Mipicha Chazak Ve'emot, Sefer HaTorah HaZeh, Demashma Shetuf Sobiyado, the implication of the Pasuk, Sefer HaTorah HaZeh, is that you're holding on to the Sefer Torah. So Ad Kan for Simen Kuf Lametes. Tomorrow we'll continue, Be'ez Hashem, with Simen Kuf Mem. Have a wonderful day.